think, Aaron, let's start out talking, because I think it's been kind of a phenomenon. Everybody I've talked to this week has been kind of intrigued by what's going on in this wheat market. Obviously, talk of some possible winter kill coming out of Europe. And then with Russia and their talk of curbing exports, is it going to continue to be a factor as this week continues?
Yeah, you've seen this be a rumor that's persisted for quite a while now. They came out initially and denied it, but I do think it is something that's going to continue. And you actually had the Russian ag minister come out here this morning, and he said that they will determine Thursday in a meeting how much they have already exported, and then determine from that point on if they do need to come out and do an export duty into the month of April or some time frame around there to slow down what they've done from this record crop that they did produce last year. And, you know, also their concerns are topping out with the fact that Ukraine's wheat harvest also last night was downgraded as much as 42 to 58% because of record amounts of frost that they've had with not a lot of snow cover. So they've got the double whammy coming on them right now as far as exporting a lot from their record crop last year, not sure how much they have done, and then also not sure what they're going to produce coming into this next year. So you had wheat last night break out of the 100-day moving average. You've got this huge short position under it. But also you had open interest increase yesterday too, which would suggest that there's been new buying in this market. So I think this is something that will persist. And with this record short position and also coming into a new month and new buying coming in, it could get interesting here in the short term.
Kind of interesting, maybe it kind of keeps you guys on your toes because you look at wheat for the most part as a follower as to what happens in the row crops.
Well, exactly, and especially this year with the huge world wheat production. You didn't look at it as something with its supply. You know, supply has been an issue in the other two commodities of corn and beans, but not in wheat this year, with a lot of places having record crops. And they've even talked, Australia now is confirming that they probably will have another record wheat crop for this winter wheat season. So another place there that the amount of wheat really hasn't been a problem. It's just some of these places and their logistics have not caught up with their production. So with taking some, you know, with Russia having these issues, it is going to add exports to us, not just with our wheat crop, but also with our corn. As you've seen all year, that was a big argument for most people, was that wheat and feed wheat was going to take over export potential from corn. So you also have corn being showing strong the overnight, strong yesterday. Private analyst came out last night and said that they're looking at Argentine's production at about 18.8 million metric tons, which is the lowest one I've seen so far. You had corn struggle early in the week just because of export inspections weren't as great, but you have seen export potential continue to increase, and corn did also break above the 100-day moving average, which is going to add some technical buying. You had that open interest go up too, which suggests new buying in that market as well. As this export basis firms, because everybody, all these world end users are starting to get very concerned now with world production. You've got Ukraine having problems. You got South America having problems. So they were expecting those places to be places they could go to, and now that being a concern, basis has strengthened up and will just add to our potential to export more corn.
Now looking at, since we're talking weather, and you're talking corn, I mean, and dealing with weather, they've already said we can pretty much forget about the corn crop in South America. So are you just going to kind of see the weather focus turn to what's going to happen for these soybeans?
Yeah, exactly, and you saw that on Monday. I think that there's just a lot of uncertainty on beans down there as to what is the production. You know, how deep is their problem right now with beans? Because as we know, beans get some late rains. They obviously do better to come out of some things more than corn can. And right now, you saw Monday a huge decline in the market just because weather and, you know, that the two-week outlook had improved. So, you know, looking at that, I think people are still just very, concerned or confused on what is the production capabilities of them down there. But, you know, despite recent rains, you've still seen production numbers lowered for South America on beans, so that's added support to this market. And then also last night, you had China announce that they're going to expand their crush capacity by about 10%, which obviously will add to the export market for either us or South America. And if South America doesn't have the production they need, it will obviously add it to us. So I think you still see beans be the laggard here. They're the only ones that have not broken above the 100-day moving average, so you might see some spreading there between corn. And I think until we get some better confirmation as to how much trouble they've had down there and what their yields are looking like, people are going to remain confused and weather will still play a part.
Let's head over to the livestock side, Aaron, and I know that it seems like they've had a hard time with the push for beef when it comes to selling in these boxed beef.